Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, 4 o'clock hour on a football Friday. We're going to check in this hour with Mike Cuño from CBS4 in Spain. Looking forward to talking to him, maybe even seeing him. He says he could do via video, which would be very exciting if we could pull that off. That seems like a technological marvel. We have the $50 Twin Peaks gift card to give away sometime before we get off the air today, and we will be going off the air a little bit early because preheat starts at 5:45 tonight. 5:45 Solana and Tommy Tighe. I'll get you ready for Jason Jackson and Amy Audibert. Get a little NBA Cup action tonight from New York. Heat and Knicks. Let's do headlines so we have enough time with Cuño this hour. Headlines are sponsored by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
The Miami Dolphins will likely have Chop Robinson playing on Sunday. Mike McDaniel said Chop is ready to go.
Fascinated with Chop Robinson.
No, I mean, that's big news. That's literally the biggest news going into the week.
I agree.
Well, it doesn't sound like you guys do.
No, you just mentioned Chop Robinson today as if he's tearing the league up. he hasn't exactly been Cam Scataboo.
These Madridians are about to be upset waiting for Chop.
Trade JP. He didn't get to play last week. This has to be a big game from Chop. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
Yo tengo Chop.
Yo tengo chop.
Chop. Chop.
Chop.
Chop.
Chop Robinson.
Chop. Thanks, Jimmy. You're welcome. Rasul Douglas is questionable, and Aaron Brewer, Mike McDaniel, said he's aggressively optimistic about him playing.
Yeah, there is an official injury report from today. Is that what you're looking at?
No, I did not see that.
Let's see. Austin Jackson, doubtful. Bradley Chubb, Rasul Douglas, and D. Eskridge, questionable. And everyone else on the injury report is going to play. Aaron Brewer, Ashton Davis, Ollie Gordon, Julian Hill, Ife Melifonwu, and Chop Robinson.
There we go.
We've got Canes football tomorrow against NC State.
You think Chris Greer is rooting for them to lose?
Yes.
Actually, no. He's very nice.
I know, but still, like, he gets fired and then they rattle off 2 wins in a row. Like, that wouldn't feel good either. I don't care how nice you are.
he's actively he's at home rooting for whatever team the Dolphins aren't playing.
I mean, would that be so surprising if he was rooting
against. Let's go
against...
Buffalo last week. Let's go Commanders this week.
Yeah.
I don't think so. No. No.
The organization that just said, we got to get rid of you now. We can't even go another game with you at the helm. You got to go. You got to pack up your stuff. You think he's sitting there Sunday morning in his Dolphins gear, waving a flag?
Like I said, neutral at worst. But yeah, person to person, I think there's some people that say "F you." I hope y'all die.
But that's natural. That's natural.
Yeah, I don't think it's in him. Like, he really is a good human being. Just like Napier, terrible coach, great human being. Chris Greer, he was not a good GM.
Yeah, but you think Billy Napier is rooting for the Gators?
Yes, because he loves the kids so much and he wants his recruits to have
success. When did you become this naive? When did you become, he's a nice guy?
Who else got fired? Oh, Brian Daboll. He wants the Giants to fold as an organization.
For sure. It's different, though, in the NFL and college. I think Crowder's right. Billy Napier, he has relationships with those kids. It was more of a personal...
It's more than business. Right. It's more than like a business relationship. It's more personal. You're going to recruit them at their homes and telling the parents, hey, I'm going to parent them for the next 4 years.
As much as I think Chris Greer isn't rooting for the Dolphins to win, there's no way Chris Greer could have been angry with that decision the day it came after Thursday Night Football, right? I mean, he has to be rational enough. He has to, as an NFL executive.
Rational? I think he was relieved. I don't think he's like, oh no, I can't do this anymore. I think he's relieved.
He got fired, though,
Hawk. I think.
He got fired, but he gets his salary. Right? He's got a contract. It's not like radio contract where they fire you and then all of a sudden you're in the bread line the next week.
And listen, Chris Greer has a room full of money like the duck.
Yeah.
That old control. Yeah, he's set for life. I think he – now I'm going to sound like I'm backtracking. I think he wants to show it wasn't him because McDaniel is – my point was like the play calling and the structure of this team – their discipline and all is bad. So I don't know what that has to do with him. Did he do a great job acquiring talent? No, but I think it's bigger than that. So he would say, okay, you don't need me. Let's see this success. That's why I said neutral, Hawk. I don't think he wants them to win the Super Bowl, but I think it's neutral.
I don't think he wants them to win Sunday. And I'm not blaming him, by the way. I'm just saying that's a natural human reaction. That's a human reaction. You want hefty lefty to win some sort of doubles pickleball.
Tickleball?
Nah, I wouldn't be surprised if you were playing tickleball.
That's how he found him.
You'd be rooting for Hefty Lefty to win a pickleball tournament if he said to you, hey, Solon, I know we've won a lot of tournaments together, but I found a partner who I think is better, so I'm going to go play with him. You're rooting for him to win?
No, I'm plotting his downfall, actually. This happened.
Right.
I couldn't play in the October Dink Club tournament because the Heat played that day, and he played with my arch nemesis at Dink Club. I was literally plotting their downfall. I was hoping they lost.
What a son of a bitch that guy is.
Can't trust him.
Arch nemesis.
My arch nemesis.
How old is she?
57, but took a couple years off, so metabolically she's much younger. I just think Chris Greer has to know, bro, 7 years in of me running the ship.
I'm not saying that he was surprised.
No.
That's not surprising.
No. But Hawk, I'm just saying, like, he doesn't have any vitriol towards the organization, I think, is what I'm saying.
I'm not saying he wants all the people in the organization to get in car accidents. I'm just saying it's natural when someone tells you, whether you acknowledge you didn't do a good job or you did, I think it's natural when someone tells you, we feel we're better off without you. I think it's natural to just kind of say, oh, well, I don't think you will be.
Right.
I think I'm close to it. The Dolphins cut me that year. I didn't go anywhere. I stayed down here. Asia's, 9 months pregnant. I watched every Dolphins game, went out to the bars, hung out, still talked to my teammates. They brought in Carlos Dansby, I was cool with him. Kevin Burnett, I was cool with him. The guys they brought in to replace me, I was friends with. Danelle Ellerby came in after Philip Wheeler. I'm friends with all those guys to this day. I didn't, Hawk, I think this is a you problem. I don't think this is a human problem.
Nah, this is a human problem. When someone tells you're not good enough, you're not good enough for our organization. You're not good enough. Oh, I hope you guys have the best success without me. I can't wait for you to be proven right that I was a major problem here. Yeah, that's the human emotion we see a lot.
It might have been because the connection with my friends more than the organization, but I was part, they said, we're better with you not on the Dolphins in 2011. We're going to cut you second day at camp. Okay, appreciate it. Still cheered for him.
You're lying. This is such revisionist history.
No,
this
not.
Is such but, revisionist history. And in fact, I could probably find the show where you say the opposite. If we went logged all the shows, I could find the opposite.
The reason I know is because I used to talk to Sleazy, and he would ask me about the games and different stuff about playing Mike, and I'd be like, "No, man, you gotta, you know, get behind the three. Don't lean towards the one." Like I would help the current players play better in the defense that I was in, and I got.
How could you help the current players play better when they already told you these players are better than you? We don't need you on the team. How the hell were you helping them?
Because I'm like Professor X. I'm the mind. I can't really fight. I could tell Wolverine what to do.
Not having this conversation with you because I know it's a lie.
I'm Professor X.
Nah, Hawk's 100% right. 100% right. Because if tomorrow...
How do you know what he... You neither one of y'all.
If tomorrow I get like, oh, I love you guys, but I'm going to hope your ratings tank. Like,
of course.
Effing tank.
Yeah. And it doesn't mean that I don't want you guys to succeed.
Right.
But I want there to be some sort of acknowledgement that, hey, maybe I wasn't the problem. And I think Chris Greer, the notion that he's going to wake up early, Mrs. Greer, make some pancakes. I can't wait to root on this team, hoping they get 2 in a row and they're 2-0 in the Chris Greer after era. Like, that's foolish.
So you need proof in your own ego that you were an asset.
Well, most people believe they're an asset at work.
I know.
No?
But yeah, and if they were to replace you by asset just as good, would you be hurt by that? Because
no, not just as good. Not just as good as losing. Winning 2 games in a row is better than Chris Greer has done all season. Will a person please stop chatting? Chris Greer wasn't good enough for this organization. He's the reason. Hawk, stop with the BS. What the hell am I saying about Chris Greer? I'm saying he's not rooting for the Dolphins. I'm not telling you that he wasn't the problem. I'm telling you he's not rooting for the Dolphins. What the hell is wrong with you, John McMahon? You an idiot!
He's acting out, John. He's upset.
Well, the thing wasn't a conversation about whether Chris Greer should have been fired or not. It's whether he's drinking a chocolate milk on Sunday morning and waving a Dolphins banner. He can't get ready for them to win their second game in a row enough.
I have contradicted myself a number of times on this show, and y'all called me out, and I've admitted it. I know this is fact.
Nope.
I've had this conversation before with other people, and they're like, I know you hated Dolphins when they cut you. I thought about, no, they gave me well into the millions of dollars over the last 5 years. I appreciate the Dolphins.
Nope.
So how can you say Chris Greer, he is getting paid out, he has all the money in the world, he has beautiful kids, a wife, why would he be upset?
I didn't tell you he was upset.
I'm the same way.
You
said
he was upset.
Hoping they lose.
Yeah, what does that have to do with being upset? I said he's relieved. Who the hell wouldn't want to get paid to not work?
Why take energy to hope an organization loses to prove to yourself that you are
needed? I'm not saying you should take energy to do that. I'm just saying it's a human emotion to do that.
No, not
that's not a human emotion. When someone tells you you're not good enough to do something, the human emotion isn't to say, man, you'll see.
I follow the Lord.
I don't know what that means. And you know that you are boxed into a corner.
No, it is a human emotion for people that are petty or,
for humans. No, that's a human emotion for humans.
Good job. You get dumped, you're like, oh, I hope her next boyfriend is a terrible person and a loser. No, move on with your life.
That, again, not the question. Of course you move on with your life. That's, you're having a different conversation than I'm having.
It's yesterday is in the past. I look forward.
Again, you know, I agree. There's no argument there. Yesterday is in the past.
Huh. Spaceships don't come equipped with rearview mirrors.
Right. Totally agree. Keep on rocketing through space. I'm with you. Don't look
I'm
back.
I'm flying.
Right.
Why am I worried about that star I just saw?
But again,
never see that star again.
You're just saying things that are truisms that can't be argued, but I'm not arguing them. All I'm saying is it is a human emotion when someone tells you you're not good enough to be part of this organization, to be on this team, we're better off without you. It's a human emotion to say, oh, okay, well, you'll see, because I was more important than you think.
It's one that can be overcome with a positive attitude and a high ego, self-esteem, I would
but
say.
But I'm not telling you it can't be overcome. I'm telling you it's a human emotion.
Why can't
emotion.
Chris overcome that? It is,
he absolutely can.
Fight or flight.
I didn't tell you he's going to be saddled with that the rest of his life. I'm telling you Sunday morning. Sunday morning, he does not want to see them have a two-game winning streak.
No, I disagree with that.
Okay. So he's rooting for it to be proven that he was the problem with the Dolphins.
I just said neutral. I don't say he's not going to have a cheerleading tutu on, but he's also not hoping they lose. I think he's like, oh, lost the job, did my best. You boys go out there and do your thing. Like, nah.
So he's not rooting for the team that he was involved with for the last 25
years. Not rooting for him to win, not rooting for him to lose.
All right. Okay. So you do agree with me.
No, I don't.
You just agreed with me.
No, I don't. You're saying that he wants them to lose to prove that he was an asset. I'm saying.
No, I'll change it. He's not rooting for them to win.
No. He's not rooting for them to lose, though. Right. I said,
That's fine.
Neutral. Yeah. You guys, I think he wants the players to do good because, to Solana's point, I think he's a guy that gets emotional friendship attachments to players. Personally, I know because we have one. I think he has guys he wants to be successful.
Oh,
I think
for
he
sure.
doesn't give a damn. He doesn't give a damn if the Dolphins are 4-7 or 3-8. He doesn't care what happens when the bell goes off.
You don't think he'd care if they go on a 9-game winning streak?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Why? He has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, well, that would show you that they were right, that he was the problem. Nobody wants to be the problem at an organization.
And that's you. That's inside of you.
The chicken comes after the egg.
That's inside of you. It's not inside of Chris.
That's just what you sound like when you say weird statements that you think are profound, that are just truisms.
Crowder, did you quote Andre 3000 during that debate? Because I'm pretty sure I recall.
It was either Andre 3000 or Andre Dawson. I heard something in there that wasn't.
I think there was a line in there. Yes.
Don't come equipped with rearview mirrors.
Yeah, they did. You. We should give that to DBJ.
That's a good one.
All right. Well, that was a good argument.
Give a man a fish, teach a man to fish.
Feed him forever. Feed him for a day or feed him forever. There you go, Saint Double K.
Hey, FIU plays Liberty tomorrow. It's their homecoming game, and I'll be on the call, ESPN Plus.
Oh, look at you.
Yes, sir. With Corey Brooks and I believe Billy Gill as well, I think. I don't know if
Very
I was supposed
exciting.
To say that, but oh well. Sorry, Billy.
What's the line on that game?
I'm not sure.
What time's the game?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock tomorrow?
5 p.m. Saturday. That's right. They're playing Saturday.
Wow. That is a shocking turn for FIU. Let's see. Liberty is a 2.5-point favorite at FIU.
Canes play tomorrow. NC State, that's a 3:30 p.m. kickoff. It's a Hard Rock Stadium, right, Hawk?
Yep.
Last home game.
So you think Adam Gase sits down for Sunday football, has a half Dolphins, half Jets jersey on, and he just roots on both his former teams? He's got vested interest.
I think Adam Gase wants everyone to lose in the world because he's a different person than Chris Greer.
You don't know
Person to person.
What does that mean?
I have. I've been around Chris Greer for years, and I've been around Adam Gase a number of times, and they strike me as different people.
Mike Cuno has entered the studio from Madrid.
Mike Cuno's like me. He gets fired. He doesn't wish the worst on his ex-employer.
Yeah, he is like you. He's full of crap.
No, he doesn't wish the worst on his ex-employer. Okay,
we have the stories. You still can't mention Jeff Ireland's name without.
I hate him.
Yeah, well, now why?
Why don't I hate Jeff Ireland? Because he was a butt wipe, and he micromanaged people, and
because
he fined the hell out of
them. He told you the team was better off without you.
No, you don't listen.
You've said this a million times.
No, you do not listen. He fined the hell out of me
for
stupid stuff. He
fired you.
It had nothing to do with getting fired. It had to do with him fining me repeatedly for nothing.
You're telling me why I dislike somebody. You don't hold against Jeff Ireland the fact that he withheld $5 million by firing you, but you do hold a grudge that he fined you $2,500 one week.
He didn't withhold $5 million. He fooled with me because he didn't like me.
I'll let you off the hook because I'm feeling generous.
You're not letting me off the hook. You're full of crap.
I'm letting you off the hook because I'm feeling generous.
Y'all are petty people. If you, I'm not with you anymore. Well, you do bad.
You have spoken. Yeah, you're not petty. You have spoken ill of Jeff Ireland for 10 straight years.
He's a nasty human being.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never, you know who else was a part of me getting fired? Chris Greer. You know who else was? Tony Sperano. You know who else was? George Edwards, Dom Capers. I could name a bunch of guys I still talk to this day that I love, and they were a part of firing me. That's why I don't hate Jeff Ireland. I hate Jeff Ireland because he was a butt wipe and he's a bad human, and when he dies, he's not going to heaven.
Hmm.
No shot. You celebrated the Gators' national title the year after you left
UF. Oh my God! Nobody was rooting against the Gators harder than Crowder.
No shot.
I decided to leave. Y'all are baby bunnies.
And you were angry. You were angry.
That I decided to leave, and I had more money than anybody on the team.
That's right.
I was quite happy.
Yeah,
I was quite happy.
We know the truth. Cunho, you want to get in on this? I can see you backstage. You want to get in on this, Cunho? Bring him up. Do you think Chris Greer is rooting for or against the Dolphins Sunday morning?
I think he's probably rooting for them. I think there's still plenty of
people. All right,
people
get Cunho off the stage.
People,
wait till his segment.
You're not allowed to talk when you make sense. When you have a heart, when you have the heart of an angel, you're not allowed to speak on this show.
Cunho is one of these guys, too, that is like Crowder, you know, that they pretend they're someone that they're not. We're on to you.
You have an ice box in your chest where your heart used to be. You're so cold.
Yeah,
cold.
You root against Mel Kiper, somebody points out. Why do you root against Mel Kiper? You never met him in person.
Because he lied to me.
Oh, everybody's lied to you.
I don't like them either. I go person to person in this world.
No, you go minute to minute on opinions.
I don't even know where this started.
It was delightful, though.
Your weather in South Florida right now, partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows will drop into the upper 60s. That's brought to you by Chill Zone AC. Visit chillzoneac.com. Back to you, Hawk.
All right, Mike Cunho is connected from Madrid. I really wish they were in Barcelona because I'd like to say Barcelona all week long and we were unable to do so. But Mike Cunho is connected from Madrid. It's very late there. He's taking time out of his schedule. So this conversation that went long, it was totally unfair to Mike. And if Mike was giving us the finger, I'm backstage. I saw that, Mike. How dare you? Mike Cunho is going to join us in the next segment, so don't go anywhere.
If y'all want to have some fun and don't hold grudges, you can't hold a grudge at Tootsie's Cabaret, the world's largest strip club. I'm telling you, it's amazing. We've been going there since 05. They're open daily from noon to 6 a.m. That's 18 hours of wonderful entertainment, great people, food specials, $100 bottles, half-price drinks till 8 p.m. Y'all check out Tootsie's, and during football season, it's the best. Canes and Fins. The Dolphins play, and the Canes play right around the corner. Hard Rock is right around the corner from Tootsie's. Tailgate there, pregame there, or postgame. You see the hours, 12 to 6 a.m. They are going to be open, and if you bring your Fins or Canes tickets, you get in free. Complete restaurant now, not just some guy back there with a frying pan. I'm talking about a complete restaurant, delicious food, and the food specials are amazing. Large sports bar in the back with pool tables, TVs everywhere. Whatever sports you're watching, there's dozens of TVs. You can't even count them. No matter where you're sitting, you can't count all the TVs and Tootsie's because it's gigantic and it's amazing. Y'all go to Tootsie's, and on Sunday, head over there for the tailgate takeover. You don't want to worry about the bugs and the rain and the wind and the temperature. Listen, tailgate takeover, noon to 5 p.m. on Sundays, $10 tailgate takeover menu, chicken wings, smash burger fries, fried shrimp fries, cheese pizza, and chicken nachos, just $10 from noon to 5 p.m. on Sundays. Y'all got to head to Tootsie's. Have a good time. Leaving work, you just got an hour. Got an hour to spare? You will have a good time at Tootsie's Cabaret. Go to tootsiescabaret.com for more information.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Is there any possibility that Billy the Marlin is a bird?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I was reading commercial copy there. Who sneezed while I was reading commercial copy? That was you, Cuño?
Yeah, it was a deep sniffle.
Did you get sick while you traveled?
I think I'm kind of getting sick today because I haven't eaten anything. So.
Terrible. You haven't eaten? Okay, all right. Mike Cuño's on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. He's in Madrid, and you watch him on CBS4, and we love the fact that you've taken time out. It's 4:37 here, so it's 10:37 at night in Madrid, and he hasn't eaten all day. So what have you been doing? Like, what did you do all day today? Because you're not there, obviously, just sightseeing. You're obviously working.
So last night I was up till 3 a.m. because we're cutting a bunch of stories. Like, we're shooting stories all the time, going to really cool historic restaurants and stuff. So I was up late last night editing, and I overslept this morning, had to shoot over to practice, Dolphins practice, where we had a bunch of live hits, and then we had other stories to shoot. So I've just been kind of doing all these different things around town and actually haven't stopped for a second to eat. Although all my previous stories were all food based, I think that kind of loaded me up for today.
Oh, you ain't done no, you're not doing anything fun. You got to get some fun time, Mike. You ain't doing nothing.
It's working.
Dude, it is. Let me tell you, I shouldn't admit this. I had to shave today at the Atletico Madrid stadium because that's how like late I was. I had to like roll over there. I'm in the bathroom getting ready. It's been a day.
Are you shocked, Solana, because you've been to Spain and the fact that he hasn't eaten anything today? Because and he sent me a picture the other day of churros y chocolate, he said he wasn't very impressed.
I've been eating a lot, though, the last couple of days.
Well, I have a list. I have a list of things that I'm just, like, the things that when I went to Spain, when I went to Madrid, I had to do. They were must in Madrid. So I'll just run through them quickly. First of all, have you drank any wine or vino out of a bota?
I haven't had a sip of alcohol since I've been here, dude. I've been running around doing stories the entire time.
But in Spain, it's not like us when we say, oh, we're going to have a sip of alcohol, we're going to drink alcohol. These people wake up, and before siesta, they're taking down some Rioja in the morning. Like, it's just what they do.
Get that out of the conversation here, dude. It's not like it looks like fun on camera, and it is, but have not done it yet.
Have you had any tortilla española?
What's that?
Spanish tortilla, I'm guessing.
Yeah. It's like an omelet. It's like a Spanish omelet.
No.
Croquetas?
Yes. I have had croquetas.
What were they filled with?
All right.
Yeah,
that's the thing with tapas, you order all these things and some are going to be hits and some are going to be misses.
Have you had any bocadillos?
What's that?
It's a sandwich, normally comes with like jamón ibérico or different like cold cuts inside.
No, but there's a Cien Montaditos like across the street.
Dude, if you go to Cien Montaditos, I promise you we're throwing hands. I promise you.
What's wrong with Cien Montaditos?
Cien Montaditos, if you're on Kendall Drive and you're in London Square, fine. If you're in Spain going to Cien Montaditos, that's like, God. That's like going to China and having Panda Express.
Yeah, it's a chain. It's like dollar sandwiches.
Yeah, really I love small. A Montadito. Like we go 10. To the tapas place downstairs. I love a Montadito.
All right.
I mean, no, I haven't eaten.
Patatas bravas?
Is it going to drive everyone crazy if I ask them if you've been to the McDonald's yet in Spain? Because I want to know if the McRib is there too.
Okay, here, let me do this. We went to Sobrino de Botín last night, which is the oldest restaurant in the world.
Yeah.
300 years old. They haven't turned the oven
I remember
off
when it opened.
Yeah, I bet you do. But on my way there, I saw some golden arches. And I'm like, this is like, what a juxtaposition. Right. It's like McDonald's, like a block away from literally history. Like Ernest
Something
Hemingway.
New and exciting versus something old and worn.
Yeah. Okay.
No? You experienced that differently than I did? So you didn't go into the golden arches?
No, I did not.
Or I should say in Spanish, the golden arches.
Oro de arches? Arches de oro? I don't know.
Is the money rate bad? Because I know when I traveled, I was confused by the money rate.
Oh, like you're counting.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, he's confused by the money rate.
I wasn't counting, Mike, but I know when they brought me my $100 bill, and it wasn't dollars, it was ruples or whatever, and then it ended up being $220, I was like, hey, man, this is just a steak.
Ruples. I don't even think ruples existed. Where were rubles? Russia? I don't even think
I was about to say
anymore.
I don't think you were in the right country, but like.
So that wasn't Barcelona.
You're telling me I can't get a Montadito with one ruble? 100 ruples?
In St. Petersburg. But no.
Didn't like the churros y chocolate?
Okay, so you're gonna hate the reason why I did like it. I actually liked it because they were kind of salty and not sweet, didn't have like all the sugar that we have here in the United States. So it was like the sugar is the chocolate. That's not like chocolate milk. It's like straight up melted chocolate. So you get the salty and sweet kind. It's not like the normal churro we have here or Miami.
Interesting. What do you think about the Dolphins? I guess I should ask you a Dolphins question. It seems implausible that they could go on a two-game winning streak based on what we've witnessed this season, but it kind of feels like they're going to go on a two-game winning streak.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, I wouldn't be surprised if they won a few more. It's this weird thing. They've gotten off to slow starts, and they got to stop. I mean, maybe they're like the Bengals of the AFC East, where they constantly get off to these slow starts, and injuries are always a thing, and then they turn it up and just don't make it, because that's what happened last year. I'm of the belief in the camp, you try to win the games that you play. I don't like the whole tank situation. I don't believe in that. I think that's a bad, like, cultural tone. So I wouldn't be surprised if all of a sudden they go on a run and they rattle off a couple here.
And Mike, do you think, like, the international change, like you said, it is a difference. Like, it's not a normal week, obviously. You're sitting in Madrid, Spain. Do you think there's attributes for a team that plays better in those international games, the leadership, the coaching, the veteran teammate? Do you think it means anything?
It's such a weird dynamic because some teams will try to not be here that long. Like, I think it was the Rams. Like, they flew in, like, the day before a couple weeks ago to their international game. Whereas Miami's the host team for this. So they're kind of – I think there's probably some responsibility for them to be here all week. But the Commanders were here all week. So to me, I think it's like a pick your poison or whatever your flavor is in terms of, you know, conditioning and you know, taking care of your players and how they should feel leading into a game. To me, it's like a West Coast trip. You're just there longer. That's all it really is. It's a couple. If you're going to London, what's London? 6 hours. If you're going to the West Coast, LA, it's 4.5, 5. To me, I don't think it's that big a difference. Australia might be, though. That's one where it could be a little wonky.
How's your hotel room there? Are you in for the night? Are you going out again? Or are you in?
I'm still editing pieces. So, you know, taking a break from my time for you, of course, Hawk.
It's very nice because I can see that you look tired. You happen to look very healthy. You don't look sick at all. You look very good, but I can see that you're tired, and I know you're taking time out of your schedule to do this. So you still have a lot of work ahead of you?
Yeah, I got a couple things to do tonight, and then I'm you know what, though? I love the fact that it's late night culture here, because if this was like South Florida, I would have to be doing Uber Eats for something into the hotel room.
So you might go to McDonald's.
I can go get the McRib here at McDonald's, I guess, if I wanted to.
Oh, that would be, I mean, you'd make my day. You really would. Do that for me, will you?
They got cabarets in Madrid, Mike. I just looked them up.
What do you want me to do with that, dude?
I want you to go check it out. Give me an update. He wants to know about McDonald's, Mike. Yeah. I want to know about some of my life.
Yeah. You want to get sexy, slather on some of that sauce on a McRib, and then, you know.
What are we talking about?
I'll take a lap dance from a McRib any day. A little bit of that sauce residue. You know what I'm saying, Mike.
Hey, Solana, how come you didn't weasel your way into this trip? How come you couldn't, you know, Hawk and Crowder couldn't send you here?
I would have been so down, but my trip would have been very different. I would literally be on the air drunk with them right now. I'd have a bolt on.
You wouldn't have shown up for the show. You would have treated it like a vacation, unlike Mike, who's actually working and telling you that he doesn't have time to do sightseeing things. And you're saying, well, this is what I did while I was on vacation. Why can't you do that? And he's there for work.
Yeah.
I like my experience a whole lot better, Mike. I'm not going to lie.
I mean...
So you're still going to work tonight, then you're going to get something to eat, I hope, and then are you going to be able to enjoy Spain tomorrow at all, or tomorrow's like a fully functioning Dolphins day practice, all that stuff?
I think the Dolphins are off tomorrow. They don't use practice Saturdays. So we'll see. I still have stuff to do. I know. It's not like the most exciting trip in terms of like you're going and sightseeing. I have done really cool stuff. Like Retiro Park was amazing. It was beautiful. It was the one sunny day and it was fantastic. I did a little rowboating all by myself, which was lovely. Yeah, we'll see. Hopefully I can knock some stuff out early. Maybe the time change helps me out tomorrow if I get a little ahead of work.
Really quick, I know we're up against it. Mike, do you feel an enthusiasm, a buzz genuinely in the city of Madrid for this? Because first ever game in Spain. In London, I feel like people have kind of gravitated towards it. I don't know what to expect in Madrid. Obviously, you're around the Dolphins people. They're excited. Mm-hmm. But I'm talking about in the city. Like, do you feel any sort of real buzz?
So the Dolphins have kind of flooded the area because they're hosting and they have like all these activations and events and stuff. So there's a lot of aqua everywhere. And that's cool. What I think I've noticed the most is that yes, there's Dolphin fans here from Miami, but we've met guys from Sweden and Germany, like all over Europe. The NFL put out some numbers recently where it was they said they believe they have 11 million followers in Spain alone, and 90% of the tickets were sold in this region, not like Europe, not coming over from the U.S. So it's only about 10% coming over from South Florida or Washington, I assume. So South Florida is definitely well represented, but everyone else, you're seeing a lot of – and the cool thing is all these guys from different countries all have different origin stories. Like one guy we talked to, he fell in love with the Dolphins because of watching games on TV of the Orange Bowl. He thought like the palm trees were amazing. Another one, like his parents went to Miami, brought them back a Dolphin shirt, and all of a sudden latched to the team. Like everyone's kind of got a different story wherever they're from in Europe, and I think that's very cool. And the teams in the 80s, Dan Marino, like – Dan Marino's probably a legend here, honestly. Everyone keeps mentioning number 13.
Wow. Who from Dolphins media that has traveled there is partying the hardest in Spain?
I don't
Bo
know.
Bo Camper?
Probably. So here's the thing I love about Bo. Bo, like when you travel with him, Solani, you probably know this, he always loves to go and find Mexican restaurants. He's not doing that on this trip. What he likes to do, what he's doing is trying every pastry shop, I think.
Yeah, I watched him post a video of it. It was funny.
Yeah. And so I think he's going around doing doing all that. Like he loves food. Like when he goes somewhere, he wants to check out everything. And I know I think you've probably done this, but like going to like a restaurant with Bo on a road trip is amazing because it's just like him, Joe, and Cephalo, and they're just telling old stories. You don't have to talk. You just sit there like a fly on the wall and just listen to those guys.
Yeah, I mean, they say the same 10 stories every dinner, but it is always fun. I'm not going to lie.
Hey, just smile and laugh because you know they're picking up the tab, all right? Yeah, don't be a jerk. Very true. Don't be a jerk. Hey, Crowder, has Solana ever bought you a meal?
No, Solana didn't do anything for anybody.
You bought the McRibs yesterday for the whole crew.
Mm-hmm. Hawk did.
This guy.
And he cooked. He couldn't figure out how to use the tap machine on the kiosk.
Man, that kiosk had me stymied, man.
Is that like an old man thing? Yeah.
I kept talking to it. I thought it was the employee. I didn't know it was just like a graphic. Like, ma'am, you're not paying attention to me.
Do you ever – hold on, Hawk. Do you ever order McDonald's from the kiosk, like the computer?
That's how we – like from my app or the kiosk at the restaurant?
No, at the restaurant.
Yeah. That's what we used yesterday. Yeah.
It gave Hawk pure hell yesterday.
Yeah, I was just, you skipped the whole human experience. That's like part of McDonald's.
There was no human there. It was impossible. I had a meal with Crowder, Solana, and Josh Appel. I had no human experience there either. I got to tell you. I'll be honest with you.
By myself all day.
I'm doing like Shecky Green bits all of a sudden. I got to tell you. All right, Mike, go enjoy Spain. Get some work, get some rest, and eat some food, all right?
I'm going to try. I'm going to try.
FaceTime me from the Golden Arcos.
The longer you have me on here, the less time I have to go out and eat, dude.
All right, stick around with us for the 5 o'clock headlines, will you?
Ciao, Mike.
See you. See you, Cunha.
Have a good one.
Ciao me. Oh, never mind. Love you.
Mike Cunha from CBS. Hey. For the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up next. We've got to give away the Twin Peaks gift card, and we're off a little bit early tonight because preheat starts at 5:45. So that means you're going to have a chance to win $50 at Twin Peaks very shortly. So do not go anywhere.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You're not going to learn anything about sports on this show. I'm sorry. You're not. But I know McDonald's.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.